Hello, Miss Gamble.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Miss Gamble. My name is Adrian. I'm calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Lovely to hear, Miss Gamble. And in regards to Depo Provera, were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with a meningioma after using the contraceptive Depo Provera?
I was.
You were. I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Gamble. And I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions here, just so we could go ahead and see if we pre-qualify you for the lawsuit here, okay? So, Miss Gamble, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Is this yourself? For
Yes, sir.
yourself? And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
And what is the date of your diagnosis?
March the 10th, 2023.
March 10th of 2023. And what is your date of birth?
12/22/80.
I have 12/22 of 1980. And do you know anyone else that may have been injured due to Depo Provera by any chance, Miss Gamble?
No, sir.
No, no worries. And did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
And then did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? Did you use it between 1992 to 2024?
Yes, sir.
And when was the start of your usage? When was the usage start date?
So I used it for birth control.
Sorry?
I used it for birth control.
Yes, and what was the usage start date? What was the month, day, and year? If you remember the day, that's okay. Approximately. Sorry? January
Say it
17th?
again. When did I receive it?
When did you start? What was the date of when you first started? Approximately what? When did you? Sorry?
February.
February, do you remember the day? If not, that's okay.
You're saying when did I receive it, or when I started November 2021st.
You started in November. What was that date?
2021st. November 2021st.
Okay, so I have 11/20/2023, is that correct?
No, 11/2021.
Okay, so I have 11/20/2021.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have your start date that you started was November 20th of 2021. Is that correct? And when was the stop date? When did you stop?
I stopped February the 25th, 2023.
I have 2/5/23, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that, Miss Gamble. And so again, just to confirm, I have the usage start date as November 20th of 2021, and you stopped February 5th of 2023.
February 25th, 2023.
Yes.
2023. I keep getting them years. Them years, they confuse me. I'm used to 1980 and all that.
No worries, Miss Gamble. So again, just to confirm.
I can't pronounce those. 2023 and 2020, I be getting that mixed up.
Yeah, so no worries. So I have the start date as November 20th of 2021. And then when you stopped, the usage stop date is February 5th of 2023. Does that sound correct?
February the 25th of 2023.
Okay, so I have 2/25 of 2023. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. And then you said you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Gamble. Let's see. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender? I'm a female.
And then what is your marital status?
Single.
And then can I get your first and last name from you, please?
Rivera Naisha Gamble.
Rivera. How do you spell your and Rivera's R-I-V-E-R-A?
R-I-V-E-R-A.
And then your middle name, how do you spell your middle name?
N-I-E-A-S-H-A.
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
N-I-E-A-S-H-A.
I have N-I-E.
A-S-H-A.
Naisha, N-I-E-A-S-H-A.
Uh-huh.
And then your last name, would it be Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E?
Yes. Like the gambling boat.
Yes, Gamble. And then Rivera, your first name is R-I-V-E-R-A, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then do you have a suffix? Junior, senior, second, or third?
No, sir.
And then what is your social security number?
425-430-426.
I have 425-430-426. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And your primary contact email, would it be jamecia83.rg@gmail.com?
.rg@gmail.com.
.rg@gmail.com, correct.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then your primary phone number, would it be at 901-930-2959?
Yes, sir.
And then is that your mobile phone number?
Yes, sir.
And then the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime.
Anytime? Okay, so what would you like me to go ahead and put? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. Okay. And then can I get your address from you, please?
Let me get my paper because sometimes I spell it wrong.
No worries.
4593. 4593. Hodgins. Yeah.
Hodgins.
Hudgins. I-N-S.
Oh, Huggins. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. Four, five, nine, three, Huggins. H-U-G-G-I-N-S.
Road.
Road.
Uh-huh.
And what state are you in?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Did you get apartment three?
Yeah, I'm just putting this out. Just a second here. 4593 Hudgens Road. Four 5 9 3 Hudgens, Hugginns Road.
You said Hudgins?
No, Hugg, double G's.
No, H, my bad. Hudd as in dog.
Oh, Hudd.
Gins, yeah.
Oh, okay, I found it. Perfect. That's what it was. So I have 4593 Hudgens Road, Hudgins Road,
Yeah.
Memphis in Shelby County, Tennessee. And zip code is 38116. And you said your apartment number is what again?
Three.
Apartment number 3. Thank you for confirming that. And then, can I get your diagnosing doctor's name from you, please?
Dr. Kelly Baldwin.
Dr. Kelly
Baldwin.
Baldwing. And Baldwing, would it be B-A all, sorry, would like bald as in bald, like a bald person? BALDWING, Baldwing.
WIN.
Oh, Baldwin. Okay, so just to confirm, I have Dr. Kelly Baldwin. K-E-L-L-Y, Kelly Baldwin, BALDWIN. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the diagnosing facility address.
1224 Trollwood Avenue.
You said Fort Wood?
Trollwood, Trowood.
Trowood? T-R-W-O. Trowood. So I have Trowood.
T as in tongue. Trowood, Trollwood.
And what is the facility name of where you were diagnosed? Where, so I could go ahead and find the address like that as well.
Maury Regional Medical Center.
How do you say, can you say that one more time? Mart.
Maury Regional Medical Center. Like the Maury TV show.
Yes, Murray. Murray. And that's how you spell it as well? Murray.
Maury. Maury.
Oh, I found it. Yes, Maury Regional Medical Center.
Medical.
I have 1224 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia, Tennessee. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And we're almost done here, Miss Gamble.
Sorry for hard with pronouncing the words.
No
Everybody
worries.
can't understand my English. I try to pronounce them correctly. My daughter correct me all the time.
No
Tell me I
worries,
need
Miss
to go back
Gamble.
to school.
No worries. I could hear you. It's just the static, through this connection through the phone. I can't. It just it's yeah. And then let's see here. And then, do you remember the phone number by any chance? If not, I could try to find it here on Google. No worries. I found it here on Google. I have Murray Regional Medical Center where you were diagnosed. That's the facility name. Diagnosing doctor is Dr. Kelly Baldwin. The facility address is in Trotwood Avenue, Columbia. And then, this is a yes or no question here. Do you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
My prima doctor.
You said you had a prior cancer diagnosis? And what was it? Or what is it?
I go to my prima doctor, Dr. Bruce.
Well, it's telling me to type here something, prior cancer detail. So what would you like me to go ahead? What was your prior cancer? What was your diagnosis?
My doctor name?
No, not your doctor's name. Your prior cancer that you had.
Could I contact them, try to contact them and see?
You don't remember what you were diagnosed with before? Is that what you're saying, Miss Gamble?
Yep, can I contact them, try to contact them?
Yes, of course. So I just want to go ahead and confirm. You said you did have a prior cancer diagnosis. You just don't remember the name of the diagnosis.
You said the doctor name?
No. I'm asking for if you had any prior cancer diagnosis. Like, did you have any cancer before? Did you have any cancer before?
No.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have cancer before you were diagnosed with this recent one, meningioma, correct?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So you had no prior cancer diagnosis, and then for the diagnosing doctor, would it be the same as the treating doctor, or do you have a different treating doctor?
I was normally just going to my family doctor, Dr. Bruce.
Okay. But where you were diagnosed, right? Your diagnosing doctor is Dr. Kelly Baldwin. Is he the same doctor that is treating you and prescribing you? Is he the same for your medical treatment and your pharmaceutical?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I could just go ahead and copy and paste his information here. Just because a lot of people, as well, have the same treating doctor as their diagnosing doctor, as well as, I just want to go ahead and double check with you to see if, he's the same one. Because there are, instances where they do have different treating doctors and different diagnosing doctors, but most of the time it is the
No,
same.
he did, Dr. Kelly, he did everything.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that, Miss Gamble. And do you know by any chance, the prescribing facility name where you're getting your prescriptions? Do you know the facility name?
No, I don't remember.
Do you know your pharmacy name?
I just went to the Medical Region Center.
Medical Region Center. Okay. So would it be this? So would it be? Yeah. So it would be Maury Regional Medical Center, correct? Okay. Okay. Pharmacy name. You don't remember the pharmacy name, but it's inside the business, the medical center, I should say. And then it says here, we're almost done, just about two, three more questions. It's asking here for medical slash other. Do you have any other doctor names, doctor addresses, or doctor phone numbers, or medical notes would you would like me to add?
No, other than my old primary doctor that
Would you like me to go ahead and put
I
them down if you'd like, or no?
had. You could put him down, Dr. Bruce.
Dr. Bruce.
Dr. Karen Bruce.
Karen Bruce, and K with the K, K?
That was my family doctor.
Okay. And you said Karen Bruce with Karen with a K?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have Dr. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, and then Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And you said you wouldn't like me to go ahead and put anything on the medical notes? You don't want me to put anything there?
What I supposed to, like
you know,
what?
I mean, you don't have to put anything. You could put, you know, anything additional if you would like, but you don't have to.
Do I need to put stuff like my symptoms?
I mean, if you'd like to go ahead and put, you know, some notes there, you can go ahead and tell me how you feel and stuff like that.
I have migraines like crazy. Sometimes I will wake up in the morning. I will wake up with a headache, and I will be dizzy, and stuff will be blurry.
Yeah.
And then sometimes my cycle will come on just out of ordinary. Some days I will have cycles. Some days I can use one pad. It'll go off. It'll come back on. Then the next time it come on, I will have to use like 3 or 4 pads.
Oh, I see. I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Gamble. And I want to go ahead and put that on your notes.
I don't know if it's where I don't know if. Should I don't know.
I see. No worries. I want to go ahead and add it. That, you know, you get really bad migraines in the morning, here on your additional notes. And then, do you remember the address of that other doctor, Dr. Karen Bruce? Do you know the address and the phone number to Karen?
No, I don't know that.
No worries. And then, last question here. Do you have copy of medical records for the injured party? Do you have copy of the medical, your medical records? Yes or no?
Yes, I can get that from the doctor.
Okay, great. And then can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically?
Can I contact them? Will they be able to email it or?
Yes, they would be able to mail it or do it electronically, like email and stuff like that. So you could provide those, right? Either of those? Mail or electronically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can do... You said both, right?
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
You said you could do both, mail or electronically?
I can call them and see where they reach out to y'all.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put...
Is there any way you can, like, send me an email to where I need to send it to?
Yeah, so actually, we're about to complete the intake form right now, so I'll tell you a little bit more information. So I'm going to go ahead and read off this one last question here, and then once I go ahead and we complete this intake form for you, I go ahead and send you a copy of your agreements, right? The DocuSign, I'll be sending that to you via email. We'll go through it together. So it should only take about a minute or two to complete that. I'll be there every step of the way to help you. But it should be really quick. Once you do that, within the next 2 days, right, the next 48 hours, you should be receiving a call from one of our attorneys that you'd be assigned to within the next 2 days. And once you do receive that call, please go ahead and answer it, and then they're going to go ahead and confirm the answers that we just put down on the intake form, and as long as, you know, our answers are match, right, they're correct, then everything should be flowing here smoothly, and then, you know, get this whole process here started.
All right.
And then, this is the last thing here. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we Only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So who would you like to go ahead and put for an emergency contact, if you like?
My daughter.
Your daughter? Do you live with your daughter?
Do she have to live with me?
No, it's just a question here.
Oh, no, she don't live with me.
Does not live with your daughter. And what is your daughter's name?
Jamisia King.
And how do you spell that?
Jamecia.
I have Jamecia.
Yes.
Okay, so again, I have Jam, as in Mary, Ecia. Is that correct? And her last name's Gamble as well?
King.
King, as in, as a king?
K-I-N-G.
K-I-N-G. And her phone number?
Hold on. I don't remember her number by heart. That's sad. I gotta look at my phone.
No worries.
And she fucks all the time.
I don't know her number.
You know what really happened? I used to work at this motel, and the only phone I had on me was the cordless phone, and I got stuck in the elevator.
Oh no way!
And I couldn't call nobody. The only person I could call was 911.
Yeah.
I couldn't call. I didn't even know my daughter's number to call her because the motel I work at, we have a key that you can put inside the door and open the elevator up. So I couldn't call her to have her to get the key. So I didn't know nobody's number. I literally had to dial 911.
That's so
in order to get out the elevator. That was sad.
Yeah.
My boss was so mad at me.
That's so funny.
901. 550.
550.
5453.
Sorry, can you repeat that? Can you tell me the area code?
901.
901.
550.
Mhm.
5453.
Thank you. I have 901-550-5453. Is that correct? And then, do you know her email by any chance?
No, I don't.
No worries. And then, do you know her address? Emergency contact address?
No, I don't know that either.
No worries. And then I'm going to go ahead and review everything, make sure I have all the spelling here correctly before I send this over to you. Oh, I believe I missed something here. You said apartment 3, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, it does. I believe it does say that I need to put an email, emergency contact email. That's strange. Never had this happen. There's an error.
Could I give you, I don't know exactly know her email, but I have a second email that I use. Could I give you that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and give me that email.
Hold on. Let me go on my phone.
No worries. Yeah, because it's not letting me not put anything in it for some reason.
Gamma, GAMBLE, RIVERA. 80 at gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And I have gamblerivera80@gmail.com. I have GAMBLE Rivera RIVERA80@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's it.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. Let me go ahead and just double check everything with you and confirm that I have all the spelling and everything correctly before I send that over to you. Just a second. So let me go ahead and confirm everything with you here. So I have, let's see, Rivera Naisha Gamble. I have RIVERA Naisha NIES, or sorry, NIEASHA Gamble GAMBLE. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then I have the street address as 4593 Hudgens Road, Memphis, Tennessee 38116. Telephone number is 901-930-2959. And I have the email address as JAMECIA83 at, or sorry, I have JAMECIA83 period RG@gmail.com. Is that all correct?
You say that last part again.
I have JAMECIA83 period RG@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that
That's right.
confirmation. And I have the social security numbers is 425-43-0426.
Yes, that's right.
Date of birth is 12/22/1980.
Yes.
Perfect. I have everything correct here. So I just sent that over to you via SMS, text message, and email. So let me know when you get that and go ahead and open it up. You should be receiving a link in the text message, and I'll go ahead and help you step by step on how to do that as well.
So I need to open up the text message.
Yes, go ahead and open up the text message and click the link that's in that message. Go ahead and put me on speaker too so you could hear me easier.
All right. All right. So
Okay,
it
so
says,
yes, once you click that text message with the link, it'll go ahead and redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. Once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen, and you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature. Then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you'll also see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll redirect you to your first
hold
signature
on.
field.
You security, is there a security link? This
Yes.
envelope was also, so I click the yellow button.
Yes, click yellow continue button at the bottom right of the screen, and then you may have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic signature and then continue. And then at the top right of your page, you'll see a yellow start button. Have you clicked on that yet?
Yes.
And then it'll direct you to your first signature field, the small yellow box. Please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. And then just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the square, and then hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every box. So now go
Right.
ahead. So now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then
So I
go ahead.
check, I send my name on all those boxes.
Yes, go ahead and sign your put your signature in the margins inside the box, hit adopt and sign. Once you do that, you'll hit the next button and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
So I hit all the yellow buttons.
Correct, yes. And then once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials. Then tap on all the initial fields, just like the signature ones, and then input your initials on all the required sections.
All right, it's I think it's I think it's done. Do I go down here and just hit finish?
Yes. So that, have you drawn your initials and put all your initials in all the boxes as well?
Yeah, all the boxes. Hold on, let me make sure.
Okay.
I don't see any more boxes popping up.
Okay, great. Yeah. So as long as you put your signatures and your initials on all the required boxes, go ahead and that yellow box that should say finish. If it says next, then go ahead and click it and it'll direct you to the fields that were skipped. But
We done fine.
and then it should say finish. Go ahead and click finish and then you should be all set. Does it say completed?
It said you're done signing. Do
Perfect.
I hit? Do I click here?
Well, now that you're all done signing, I do see on my end that you are completed. You did complete it. So, you're all good to go now. I'm gonna go ahead and actually give you their direct line to the law firm that you were assigned to, which was Pulowski. That is the law firm that you're assigned to. Let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you their phone number.
After I hit that last thing, it took me to get started. Do I go out of that?
Is it the same thing that when you first started, when you first got redirected, is it the same thing?
So it's raining and sunny today, yep. So I just exit out of that because it took me back to the screen.
Yeah, you could exit out of it. I have your it shows me here on my end that you did complete it, so you're all good.
All right.
And then let me know when you have a pen and paper so I can go ahead and give you their direct line. And
I have a
again,
pen.
okay. And again, Miss Gamble, you should be receiving a call from them within 2 days. So give them 2 days for them to get your information and set everything up. And then if they do not call you on Friday, then you could go ahead and give them a call, okay?
All right.
Alrighty, so their direct line is 909-906.
9 0 9 9 0 6
3862.
8 8 62.
Perfect. Again, that's 909-906-3862.
Oh, I wrote it down wrong. 9 0 9
906.
9 0 9 0 6. That's what I think. 9 6.
Yes. Again, that's 909-906-3862.
Oh, I did 3 6 3 8 6 2.
No worries.
So it's 909 906
906 3862.
3 8 6. All right.
Yes, 909-906-3862.
Oh, all right, I got it.
Perfect. And then again, just give them 48 hours for them to give you a call. If they do not, for whatever reason, go ahead and give them a call back, or give them a call, and then everything should run smoothly here. And then if you have any questions or concerns, you could always ask them, and then they could always feel free and answer your calls. But if you have any questions along the way, you could always feel free and give me a call. I'm gonna go ahead and give you my direct line as well. So my direct line is 949 688 5798.
And what you say his name was?
No, that's my direct line. My name is Adrian. That's my direct line. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always feel free and give me a call. But you won't be needing to give me a call since you were already passed down to the law firm. Since we already completed the intake form, they should be calling you within 2 days, and then you're passed down to them, and they should be answering any of your questions or concerns. But for whatever reason, you could always feel free and contact me as well.
All right. And is it going to be a certain person calling me, or just I just look for whoever calls?
Yes, go ahead and look for whoever is going to be calling you on Friday. It should be coming from a 909 number, that number that I gave you.
All right.
Perfect. Or a 800 number, okay? Perfect, Miss Gamble. Well, I just want to go ahead and just thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, you could always feel free and contact me along the way. But other than that, do you have any questions or concerns for me right now before I let you go, Miss Gamble?
No, sir. But
Perfect.
they'll
Well,
be calling by Friday morning.
yes, they should be calling you within 48 hours, okay?
All right.
Perfect, Miss Gamble. Well, thank you so much for your time and have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.